Iger went about it in an unusual way. When he first talked to Jobs, he admitted the revelation that had occurred to him in Hong Kong and how it convinced him that Disney badly needed Pixar. "That's why I just loved Bob Iger," recalled Jobs. "He just blurted it out. Now that's the dumbest thing you can do as you enter a negotiation, at least according to the traditional rule book. He just put his cards out on the table and said, 'We're screwed.' I immediately liked the guy, because that's how I work too. Let's just immediately put all the cards on the table and see where they fall." In fact, that was not usually Jobs' mode of operation. He often began negotiations by proclaiming that the other company's products or services sucked. Jobs and Iger took a lot of walks around the Apple campus, in Palo Alto, at the Allen & Company retreat in Sun Valley. At first, they came up with a plan for a new distribution deal. Pixar would get back all the rights to the movies and characters it had already produced in return for Disney's getting an equity stake in Pixar, and it would pay Disney a simple fee to distribute its future movies. But Iger worried that such a deal would simply set Pixar up as a competitor to Disney, which would be bad even if Disney had an equity stake in it. So he began to hint that maybe they should actually do something bigger. "I want you to know that I am really thinking out of the box on this," he said. Jobs seemed to encourage the advances. It wasn't too long before it was clear to both of us that this discussion might lead to an acquisition discussion, Jobs recalled.